Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the new science fiction thriller Prime Ordeal, Embryonic Afterbirth by Josiah Heider, two teenage boys are left at home by their parents, who go out of town to get some rest and relaxation. Soon there is an intruder who makes himself known to the oldest son, Robert Simpson. However, the rude, demanding intruder isn't human. He's a talking rat and verbally abusive and threatening. Josiah is 34 years old, loves to write as well as paint, sculpt, and write poetry. He's always loved to read wild fiction stories, and he loves all kinds of books and movies, science fiction, his favorite. He's the oldest brother of seven in his family, lives in Austin, Texas, where he's lived, worked, and made art most of his life. This is his first novella. And Josiah Heider, author of Prime Ordeal, Embryonic Afterbirth, is our guest on This Week in America. Josiah, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me, Rick.
I really want to go into your mind and share the story that developed for this particular book. But let's talk about
it. We'll be taking you through the catacombs.
Yeah, do such a descriptive job. You feel like you're there with you as you're writing, and we'll talk about that. But I mentioned all the different writing that you do. What type of books do you write?
I mainly write sci-fi, and it's generally tended to lean towards horror so far. I usually start with an idea that's typically leaning towards a phenomenon of some kind, and I like to really just kind of throw a really surprise element at my character and just to envelop them into a world, and then definitely into a kind of a call to action to kind of solve this mystery or some kind of ordeal that pops out of the ordinary. That really makes them kind of the hero have to rise.
And you do that so well in this particular book. Tell me about the title and how you came up with the title and basically what the book is about. There's so many fascinating elements you have here.
Sure. The title kind of came towards the end. It kind of happened that way organically. And I just kind of leaned towards that because of just how it kind of is about death and rebirth. The family kind of has to survive, and they are met with this phenomenon, and the initial threat evolves into so much more than what they initially tried to survive, and it turns into a kind of dips into the supernatural realm, and I felt that the title kind of encapsulated the cyclical nature of the book, of the story. And that's kind of how I just came upon. And I just kind of liked the sound of the words, just the melody of those words. And I felt they represented the themes of the story as well.
When you see those words on the book cover and you see the picture on the book cover, you are immediately hooked. Your attention has been grabbed and you want to find out more. The title is Prime Ordeal, Embryonic Afterbirth by Josiah Heider. Heider is H-Y-D-E-R if you're Googling all of this. And we've got all this information where to find the book, Amazon, the usual places, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What can the reader expect to experience when they read this? You touched on some topics there that you like to incorporate in your books and do in this one. What can we expect to experience as we read this?
I definitely think a reader will immediately be hooked by suspense. I feel like, I mean, it's from the very first chapter within, I think, the first two pages, the protagonist is met with a threat, and it's just a very verbally abusive, kind of mafioso rat, who is immediately perplexing and, an immediate pain, and just immediately kind of threatens Robert and his family. Shows him some evidence too that he has some leverage to those threats. It's not just kind of weak verbal lies or manipulation like that he actually has some weight to his power. And he definitely lets him know that it's not just him, that he refers to his kind as the many, and he promises him that there are many of the rats, and they're a strong force to be reckoned with, and they're hiding within his walls, underneath the house, and just pretty much surrounding the house.
You know, it's interesting, not just rats, that's scary enough, but rats with attitudes, aren't they? I mean, these are devious and sets
mega
up
rats.
Yeah. Sets about all this conflict in Josiah's book. Talk about the Robert and his brother. He was 17, 13 years old, left at home. The book starts and Robert's picking out on Pop-Tarts because, well, mom and dad aren't there, so he can do that. Talk about developing
these. Of course, you know the Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. Talk about developing these two characters.
They were definitely based off partially of myself and then definitely inspired by my brothers. I think I thought of at least one of my closest brothers, but the second brother, Zach, when I was writing that character. And then I think some loosely on my brother, Matthew, as well. Who's the third brother. And I have six siblings. I'm the oldest of seven.
It's an amazing family to draw from. So I'm sure there are a lot of books in the family. They may not know that they're sort of experimental. Their lives are experimental at this point, but they may end up later in a book. You grab our attention right in the beginning. I mentioned Robert's in the kitchen downing the Pop-Tarts. And then a weird, subtle shifting made gritting sounds in the grout bordering a tile on the wall. I'm frightened right there. And I mentioned that as part of the descriptive style that Josiah has. It's like you're right there. It's not like something just happened. He sets it up. He paints a picture so we know the surroundings. We know what's about to happen. Right away, there's conflict, isn't there, in the first couple pages of the book?
Yes. I wanted to just, throw him into it right away. I didn't see too much of a need for a lot of buildup. And that's just kind of where my imagination led me. I just tried to add little eerie details to really make it come alive. I really strive to make my writing vivid. I try to, and when I go into my imagination and kind of project myself into that realm, it definitely comes alive for me. And then I try to articulate that and convey that very thoroughly on the page.
Well, you do with that, and it's so nice as a reader to have an author that not only gives us the action in the story, but sets it up. It makes enjoying the book so much better because we can understand what exactly is happening. Not just it happened, but we see the surroundings. We understand the circumstances. The book is so well done. Josiah Hyder, H-Y-D-E-R, Primordial Embryonic Afterbirth is the name of the book, available wherever books are sold. Mention some of the other novels that you have written as well. What can we expect to experience in those? Is this a theme from this book that in your others as well?
It definitely goes, they all gear towards the supernatural realm and some sort of phenomenon for the character to discover. They definitely took a different route. I kind of got rid of the rats for the second one. And a character in the second novel, which is a full novel, Fungi Coagula is the title. A character is self-isolating a lot, and he's kind of struggling with mental illness. He actually lives in Oregon and not Austin. And he builds a greenhouse so he can kind of escape and get some downtime, and he decides to pick up the hobby of botany. And he, while venturing out in the forest, just thinking a lot, he finds a blackberry shrub that kind of calls to him. It has a very unique sheen and glow and kind of supernatural aura to it. And when he digs that up, he finds a mushroom attached to it, and actually like a fungi spore, a fungal spore. And when he takes that back home and mixes the ingredients, the DNA of both, he finds that it coagulates and recreates human body parts, full human body parts.
Interesting. You need to check out all of the books that Josiah has written. They will capture your attention and take you places that you may never thought you were going, but you'll enjoy the journey going there. What emotions do you tap in, for example, this book, Primordial Embryonic Afterbirth? What emotions do readers feel? Do you want us to feel as we're reading?
I definitely want you to feel empathy for the protagonist. I mean, that's definitely the goal, is to set up the background just to show that, the Robert, he really is a good kid. And he just has the best intentions. He has a really good heart. And he's just trying to do the best for his family. And then I think you should definitely feel a lot of anger and enraged, especially by the abusive and aggressive nature of the way the rat, Johan, speaks to him. And it's just immediately very pushy, very aggressive. And so I believe that readers will feel those emotions stirred up within them through the dialogue, especially, and then just definitely with the surrounding narrative that helps kind of pull those out.
You know, it's interesting you talk about they need to get the rats, the filthy intruders, out of their lives. This is the Simpsons family. But the process has to be tactful and ruthless. Talk a little bit about that's a delicate balance, and you really need to do that to effectively survive in the situation, don't you?
Yes. I wanted to set it up like that. I wanted it to seem very tactical, the way like Robert would be trying to scheme to survive, because he knows the rats are going to be trying to scheme. He kind of, the rat Johan, the leader, establishes that they are a threat to be reckoned with. And so he assumes, Robert, since he's just being wise, that that the rats are going to be tactical as well. He promises that there's, you know, they're called the mini. So he's expecting a large force to possibly be, you know, bursting through the walls at any moment and bombarding his family.
Yes. Josiah Heider, our guest on the program. The book is Primordial Embryonic Afterbirth, book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on wherever you go, the author's name, and you'll get information on all of the books that Josiah has written there as well. What happens to characters in your stories? You do an excellent job of portraying them. What is your sort of the goal you have in mind as you're creating characters?
When I'm creating characters, I absolutely want to create a spirit of a survival within the character. And then not only that, but adventure and exploration. They are kind of fearful of these things that they're forced to face, to these troubles, but then they are also intrigued by them at the same time, kind of an equal balance I try to create, that's not only with the fear or like the anger that might be caused from that, but they should definitely feel an intrigue towards the supernatural realm and just be kind of awed by these strange things that are coming out of the nothingness or the dark.
You know, you're an excellent storyteller, and you do it so well as the story unfolds in this book, Primordial Embryonic Afterbirth by Josiah Heider, our guest on the program. And I don't see a lot of writers that I've read approach it that way. What makes your storytelling unique? Because I think it is, and I say that as a compliment. It's different, distinctive. What makes it that way?
I would argue that in trying to analyze my own writing, that it would have to do with my imagination, the way that my mind is visual, because I'm a painter by nature at first. That's my first passion is painting. I do a lot of acrylic painting. And so when I write, my imagination really does blossom into very vivid scenery and images. And I definitely try to grasp all of those and convey them well and very thoroughly on the page. And I hope that my readers, you know, can see it as close to as possible as that I can see them in my own mind.
You know, that's interesting where the being a painter helps out in this area. Do you find yourself sometimes going back and looking at the words and maybe from the eye of a painter and thinking, I need to make that a little more vivid. I need a little more color here, you know, metaphorically.
I think I could always elaborate more. I could always go back and probably second guess myself. That's an easy thing to do. Which makes it hard, like getting through the second or third draft and then finally deciding that a story is done is difficult because I can second guess myself all day long and then I can elaborate kind of too easily and too far on tangents without keeping the story together.
When you sat down to write this book, Primordial Embryonic Afterbirth by Josiah Heider, H-Y-D-E-R. When you sat down to do this, did you know exactly where you were going? Was there an outline that you had, or did it just sort of happen when you created this world?
No, there was definitely not an outline, or I had no idea how it was going to end. In fact, about 3/4 of the way through the book, The story surprised me itself. I just tried to follow it organically. I just really had, the engaging, enthralling idea at the beginning that just set me off on writing it. And I hadn't written in a lot of years, probably since, like middle school. I definitely never written a full story, but I knew I loved writing. I was kind of dabbled with some poetry and some short stories, and I definitely wanted to. I had this idea, just of the strange idea of the rat coming through and then placing a microchip explosive as leverage, for the in the mom's neck, and these weird imaginative thoughts. Yeah, but I followed the story organically and let it kind of take its own shape.
It does, and it's a real page turner. You really want to get to the next page, next chapter, and see what's going to happen in the life of the brothers and the Simpson family when they return. I mentioned that science fiction horror is your primary genre. Why is that? Has that been from an early age that you've been caught up in this?
I definitely liked sci-fi from a young age. I don't know about the horror. I think that kind of evolved and adapted to my palate a little later on. Grew up with Star Wars and Star Trek, as a kid. My parents would watch
Oh,
that
yes.
religiously, so that was ingrained in me at a young age. I was just, of course, enthralled by the greats like Star Wars. But I kind of adapted to the horror. I definitely like other like major films like Alien Covenant is like my cup of tea for movies. I absolutely love that movie and that storytelling, and just the blend with the suspense and the edginess of the horror and the survival mechanisms that fuse and kind of weave into the science fiction is just, I think, beautiful storytelling.
What kind of stories can we expect you to write in the future? What are you working on? What can we expect from you next?
I am actually on my fourth one right now. I have finished my third. That one is called Sulphur Farms, and it's underneath the story. It's pretty much an allegory for the energy crisis. A character is just very curious. He kind of finds out that there's a suspicious source of energy that the city is using, and it's unethical and it's really messed up. And he delves into that dark mystery. As that unfolds into more than he expects as well. And I am writing currently one that is about a mad scientist, which is really fun. And he is experimenting with animals, turning them half bionic. So they're biomech creatures. They're half organic, half mechanical.
Well, I'm looking forward to all of those, and hopefully we'll have a chance to discuss those as well. Where did this passion for the arts, where did that start for you? Was this something from a very early age you liked the writing, the poetry, the fiction, you liked the painting? When did this start for you?
Very young. I would say like the earliest at like 5 years old for drawing and art, absolutely. I mean, I would always in high school draw on my other classes, homework, because I would just be wanting to do art so badly, and just be always in my imagination. And I just love to create and just tell visual stories and just make characters and aliens, creatures, monsters, anything of that kind of realm of the unnatural and supernatural, I was enthralled by. As far as the writing, though, I definitely wrote a lot. I was really it loved writing in fourth grade. I remember I wrote a 10-page story, and the teacher had me read it, which was out of the ordinary. We were just supposed to turn them in, and she insisted that I read the story to the class. But since then, it was a long gap before I picked up writing again, which is very odd. And then it intrigued me and was just built my curiosity for it. And it's grown into a conflagration of passion for me now. So.
So many different areas in the arts where Josiah is excelling. This book is a perfect example. It's available on Amazon, wherever books are sold. Prime Ordeal, Embryonic Afterbirth. Mention the cover, which grabs your attention. Talk about that. So often the cover is sort of like something they don't pay a lot of attention to, but it really captures your attention. Talk about developing the cover for this.
I would have liked to drawn the cover. I actually got another artist to do that, and I thought he or she did a fantastic job. I did kind of just put in some notes, like a short paragraph of what I wanted on the elements to be of the image. But that was definitely another artist, and I thought they did an awesome job. It is very eye-catching, which I thought they did very strategically and smart.
Yeah, the colors are good. Everything is there. It really pops as you're reading this. What has this been like promoting this book? This has to be a great time of your life now when this book is out there receiving excellent reviews, great story. What's it like for you now being a published author?
Oh, it's night and day. Yeah, it's absolutely very different from my very secluded, private introverted lifestyle. It's exciting. I mean, I've always wanted to find an audience for my creativity, or find other artists to create alongside. And I've just definitely always done it solo. And so it's just a very different, unique, organic atmosphere that's I'm just kind of tagging along for the ride.
Well, you're driving the ride, and that's good. It's such a wonderful job that you've done with this story. The book is Prime Ordeal, Embryonic Afterbirth, Josiah Hyder. The book is available wherever books are sold: Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Target, the usual places, kingpagespress.com. The author's marketing consultant, and all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. If you're Googling the name, Josiah is Josiah Hyder, Hyder. And again, we've got all of this on our website. Josiah, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations in the success of this book. An excellent job, an excellent story. Prime Ordeal, Embryonic Afterbirth, three words jump off on the page, on the cover, and will grab your attention. Thank you for being with us on the program today. Pleasure to have you with
It's
us.
been a pleasure, Rick. Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. The book available again wherever books are sold. And if you go to our website, you can link on directly to Josiah's Amazon page and get information, order the book there as well. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.